Time for community comment. The opinions expressed are not necessarily those of KINS-FM.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
I was going to gripe about the things I don't like here in Humboldt, like the fact that as a Southern Californian, I've been awaiting summer for 24 years. It hasn't come, but what good does it do to bitch about it? So, here's my list of 10 things to love about Humboldt. Number one, the weather. I worked a couple of summers in Red Bluff. When I told my parish I was going to come live here, one of them said, "So, you're going to Eureka to freeze?" Well, last weekend I went to Red Bluff where my niece was married. It was a lovely wedding, but the temperature was 94 Fahrenheit at 5 p.m. when the wedding started. The next morning it was 101 Fahrenheit when we got into the car. It was fully 43 degrees cooler when we finally arrived back in Eureka. Now, my body liked the cool ocean breeze, even if I did have to put on a jacket not to freeze. Number two, community. Societies are everywhere. A society is where people are forced to be together. They may like each other, they may not like each other. One thing they don't do is choose to be together. They're simply put together for the purpose of making something, doing a job. A community is where people choose to be together, like a wedding, church service, barbecue with friends. Communities don't come together because they have to. They come together because we want to. Rather than using each other as a means to an end, those communities see time spent together as an end in itself. Now, Humboldt is a society, to be sure, but a strong sense of community prevails. Number three, rivers. The rivers in our area are not only beautiful and clean, they actually have water in them. Nature's elixir flowing to the sea so we can fish, swim, raft, kayak, or just watch the water go by. Number four, forests. We don't have the biggest trees in the world, but the remaining old growth features the tallest trees in the world, maybe the most beautiful. From Jedediah Smith to Lady Bird Johnson Grove to the tall trees, Headwaters, Rockefeller Groves, and others, we have some superlative forests. Go walk through the redwoods. It could heal your soul. Number five, the ocean. Words fail to convey the mighty power of the ocean waves to our west. Tuesday morning, I caught a couple of waves and was sitting on top of the world. Where else can you surf for an hour in solitude? Number six, two universities. College of the Redwoods and Humboldt State not only provide a lot of good, solid jobs, they continue to push back the frontiers of ignorance for young and old alike. They also add a dash of culture to a pretty isolated part of the world. Number seven, traffic. There ain't no traffic here. If you think there is, you haven't driven through L.A. or the Bay Area recently. Numbers 8 and 9, EPD Chief Andy Mills, Sheriff Bill Hansel. These guys are professional, and I am seeing them raise the law enforcement bar to a higher level. Number 10, the Kinetic Sculpture Race. I missed last week's race, but look forward to seeing next year's 50th running to see if Steve McCaney and Sons can defend their world title. This has been Dan Price for Community Comment.
Community Comment. The opinions expressed are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS-FM, Blue Lake, California.